The Syrian army began its operation to liberate Daraa on June the 18th. Just weeks later, almost all of the southwestern province is under the army's control. Analysts are describing the victory as symbolic for the government. It was in Daraa city where militants kicked off the war on Syria with an armed campaign against the government back in 2011. The liberation of Daraa is also being described as strategic. The province neighbours Jordan. Militants are reported to have crossed this border with quite some ease. It's here in Jordan where Damascus accuses the CIA of running a program supporting the militants with money, weapons, training, logistics and intelligence. There were reportedly 40 different militant groups in Daraa. Reports suggest Washington eventually lost patience with the militants and shut the program down. However, the support was literally showcased as the Syrian army came across large stocks of American-made weapons. Monitoring groups say those weapons made their way into terrorists' hands. Government troops also took control of the international Nasib border crossing on the Jordanian border, a very strategic and vital trade route. Some 5,000 cargo trucks passed through here every month. Syria will be looking to revive that much-needed trade to boost its economy. There's a small area west of Daraa city which is still in the hands of terrorists. El Shajara town here and its neighbouring villages are in the hands of the so-called Khalid ibn al-Walid army, an affiliate of the Daesh Takfiri terrorist groups. The Syrian army is expected to launch an operation here very soon. The army is also on the verge of recapturing the neighbouring Qunaitra province, literally adjacent to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. UN troops have been scattered along this region here since 1974, acting as a buffer zone. Government forces have already captured strategic hilltops over here in the Al Hara area. An agreement has been reached to evacuate terrorists from Qunaitra, and this would effectively restore government control over the majority of southwestern Syria in what has been a sweeping operation. Now, the Russian Air Force and the Hezbollah resistance movement have backed the Syrian army's fight against militants and terrorists. Israel has repeatedly warned against any Hezbollah forces helping the Syrian army near the occupied Golan Heights. However, observers say Tel Aviv hasn't spoken out against Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front terrorists who have been operating in this area here for years now. Damascus accuses Israeli forces of supporting these terrorists with weapons and medical treatment. Only one major region remains in the hands of terrorists. That's the northwestern Idlib province. We've seen over the past few years, whenever there was an evacuation deal to accompany a ceasefire in Syria, terrorists and militants demanded to go to Idlib, be that Aleppo, Homs, Hama, the Lebanese border, or the Damascus countryside. Even in Daraa recently, in a Russian-broken ceasefire agreement, militants asked to be sent to Idlib. There are many different terrorist groups operating in the province. Sources say Damascus has been planning for a while now how to best go about liberating this province. It's not going to be easy. However, many experts say one thing is for certain. Liberating Idlib will spell the beginning of the end of the now 7-year war on Syria.